and he doubted there were 10 of them. Reports varied, saying the Bavarian rode with a few men or a dozen, depending on who was telling the tale and how much whiskey they'd had, but Carson figured 3 horses meant 3 men. On the other hand, there were 4 tents. So who the hell could say? Carson could see Tate below him now, one of his twin Colt peacemakers in his hand as he crouched halfway behind a boulder, with a good view of the tents.
"I'd like to address the gentleman in the tents, if I may," Tate shouted. "I know it's a bit early in the morning for unpleasant surprises, so if you'd please give me your full attention, we can get through this with as little bloodshed as possible. Your complete cooperation is absolutely crucial to your continued good health."
Carson grinned. Colby Tate sure must love the feel of words flying out of his mouth because he never chose to say things fast and simple.
"I strongly suggest throwing your guns out first," Tate continued, "followed slowly by your person. It goes without saying that having your hands up and not making any moves that could be interpreted as hostile will serve to facilitate a smooth conclusion to this whole affair."
Nothing. Somewhere in the distance, a bald eagle screeched.
"Indicating that you've heard my instructions and are hastening to comply would now be a good idea," Tate called.
A moment later,
"Just who in the hell are you?"
Carson couldn't be sure which tent the voice came from.
"A fair question. My name is Tate, and I'm a bounty hunter. My colleagues and I mean to collect the $250 reward currently being offered for Hans Mueller. This actually brings me to my next point. There's no paper that I know of on anyone else here. If Mueller gives himself up without a fuss, we'll leave, without troubling the rest of you. I think that's a very generous offer, and I'd like to hear your opinion."
A moment passed.
"Opinion?" asked the same voice.
"Yes," Tate said. "I'd like you to weigh in on my proposal. I don't detect a German accent, so I take it you're not Mueller, but rather one of his compatriots."
"I ain't Mueller," the voice confirmed.
"Just so. I imagine it would save you and your other friends a good deal of stress if Mueller would give himself up without a lot of tedious shooting."
"You go to hell, bounty hunter,"
shouted a different voice. Carson swung the Spencer to aim it at a tent 2 over from the first voice. He had a better fix on them now.
"These men are my friends. They won't give me up without a fight."
Thick accent. The words sounded like, "These men are my friends. They won't give me up without a fight."
"Now hold on just a minute, Hans," the first voice said. "Let's be smart about this."
"I quite agree," Tate said. "Listen to your friend, Hans."
"Just do what the man says, Hans," the first voice said. "You'll take him peaceable-like and he gets a fair trial, right, mister?"
"As long as everyone cooperates," Tate said.
"You hear that, Hans? Just play along with the fella."
"You go straight to hell, Ralph McNally," Hans shouted. "This could be a trick. You want I should get shot?"
"I'll shoot you my own damn self," Merriweather shouted back. "I know what tent you're in. No sense all of us getting taken. Now get out there with your damn hands up."
Grumbling, then cursing in German, and then,
"Fine, okay, I'm coming. But you don't shoot, yes?"
"I don't shoot, yes," confirmed Tate.
Movement in the corner of Carson's eye drew attention. He swung the Spencer to the far right side of the clearing, where a man emerged from between 2 boulders. The man was tall and stooped and stork thin, with buck teeth and a battered hat pushed back on his head. He was pulling up his pants as he walked, and Carson figured the man had been off doing his business. Stork Man suddenly understood what was going on and ducked back against one of the boulders, eyes going wide as he hurriedly buckled his belt. Carson assessed the situation. Tate faced the tents and couldn't see the newcomer unless he happened to turn his head. Carson could shout a warning, but that would give away his position. The Bavarian emerged from his tent. Hans Mueller was a beefy man with a glistening bald head, clean-shaven pink cheeks. He wore a big Colt Dragoon on his left hip. He raised his hands and looked nervous.
"No shooting, remember."
"Unbuckle that belt and let it drop,"
Tate told him. The Bavarian hesitated. Carson took aim at Stork Man. He didn't want to shoot if he didn't have to. Tate had told the truth when he said they were only interested in Mueller. Just walk away, friend. Better for all concerned. Hans moved his hand slowly toward his gun belt. Storkman drew his six-shooter.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't.
Storkman took aim. The Spencer bucked in Carson's hands, and Storkman spun away, blood trailing from a hole above his left temple, six-gun flying and clattering along the rocky ground. Tate's head came around to see what was happening, and that was when the Bavarian drew.